ACC on their format for their 14 teams, not for this season, but for 2023. As a 14-team conference, they're going with the 3-5-5 format, where they will have three rivals they'll play every year, and then the other 10 teams in the conference, they'll play, you know, twice over 4 years, you know, or at least one time at home every 4 years. You like that, Marcus? You like that?
So they're going to do. They're going to do what a lot of the Big 12 team, I mean, sorry, the SEC teams want to do, except the SEC has not adopted it yet. And as a matter of fact, I think that's the format you liked in the SEC too, right?
Right, would have been the pods. I mean, that's kind of basically a little bit similar to a pod system with the three guaranteed games. I like that. I think it's fantastic. It gives you a lot of schedule flexibility, which is really good.
Plus, yeah, it gives you consistency in your rivals. So, in other words, the reason we were talking about the other day was Oklahoma, Texas is going to continue to play when they go to the SEC, but that's going to preclude, or it would preclude, Texas A&M from being a part of that unless they were to go to a pod system. Texas A&M would not be playing every year, and if they go to just the rival system, the talk is that A&M would be playing LSU as their rival every year. So the pod system does let you have a little more ability to work in multiple rivals if you've got rivalries against schools that have existed for a long time. I don't know. I mean, is the SEC confirmed what they're going to do yet, or are they still? It's still
no, they
up
haven't
in the air
decided, and there was a piece this morning where they were talking to Sam Pittman, the Arkansas coach, and he said he would love Texas to be an annual rivalry game. Now, they have the 1-7 model where you play, you know, the one designated rivalry,
right,
and then, you know, the seven rotating games, and then the 3-6 model. And I think what Pittman wants is the 3-6 model because he realizes in a 1-7 model, Texas is probably going to be lined up against Oklahoma for the rivalry game. But in the 3-6 model, well, then you get three rivals per year. And so he'd prefer to have Texas and Missouri as two of them. He was flexible on who the third would be for Arkansas. But to me, for the SEC, I think that one makes the most sense, to have the 3-6 model. And so it's basically the same as what we just talked about with the ACC. You just have two more teams, and
they're going to
play
nine
conference games instead of eight conference games.
So the issue would be it would have to be reciprocal for you to be a rival with someone, because that's going to commit one of their rivalry slots every year as well. So it would have to be the same three teams. You would think the logic would say it would be Oklahoma, Texas, Texas A&M, because in order for it to be Oklahoma and Texas – that's going to be one. Texas A&M would be one. I mean, I guess Arkansas
well,
could have a different rival, and
teams,
Oklahoma
could
have a different rival. But
right.
I don't know who it would be. I mean, who would you think would be more of a rival with Oklahoma than
well, I would have thought
one
that,
of those teams?
I would have thought that it would have gone, again, the way that the pods were, the way that the geography worked out is that it would have been Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas,
Arkansas. What about A&M?
Well, then, I mean, A&M and Texas will play, you know, every 4 years.
So A&M's rivals would be LSU and who?
A&M, LSU, Mississippi State.
Oh, okay.
And then Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Florida,
it's
Georgia.
Tough. No matter how you do it, it's tough. Kentucky. Because you'd like to see Alabama, LSU. I would, anyway, like to see Alabama, LSU every year. I just think it's hard. When you get into these bigger conferences, it's difficult to make it so you get to see those teams every year. But I think there's also an argument to be made, not that you want Oklahoma, Texas to be this way, but there's an argument to be made that if you're only playing every 4 years, it's kind of a bigger deal in some ways. You're looking forward to having that crack at Texas if you're A&M, if you're only going to get it once every 4 years.
Well, this is why they need to go
twice. Yeah, you'd play them twice every 4 years under this 3-6 setup. You know, you'd only have one home game every 4 years, but
right,
at least you would play everyone at least twice every 4 years.
Well, this is why they need to go to the 3-6 model or whatever you want to call it, because, for example, you're not going to break up Alabama and Auburn, but
right,
Alabama also has a long-standing rivalry with Tennessee. You're not going to break up Georgia and Florida, but Georgia has played Auburn every year forever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's – I mean, to me, the pod they ought to do would be Arkansas, A&M, Texas, and OU. And Missouri can go play with whoever.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
A handful of years ago, I mean, it's been more than a handful of years ago now, you would have never imagined that they would break up the Oklahoma-Nebraska rivalry.
Yeah, you're right.
And they did, and it's a bummer. I mean, they've played a couple of times, and it's fun that they're going to play against each other, and teams have moved on, and it's a little bit different. But it's not unrealistic that they could break up Tennessee and Alabama. I would think that they would like to keep that rivalry, and you'd think in a perfect world they would. They're certainly not going to break up the Iron Bowl.
Right.
But
same thing with OU and Texas.
Anything else, OU Texas is going to be on the table, but right. Texas A&M always has been a big rivalry until Texas A&M went to the
That's
SEC.
Right.
So it's just hard to predict what they're going to do. I don't like the idea that they do the 1-6, though, which is you play one rival every year and then everybody else rotates around. I think that makes it tough to build up those rivalries on the level or to the degree that they have existed previously.
Yeah, that was the 1-7, and plus you'd only have an 8-game schedule.
Right,
I understand that for the ACC, I understand them having an 8-game conference schedule.
They only have 14 teams.
Yeah, they only have 14 teams, so it sets up better that way, right, Matt?
It works out evenly, yeah.
Yeah, it works out evenly to play 8 conference games, so I get that. But for the SEC, they need to have this 3-6 model and play 9 games, in my opinion.
Well, not to mention, I go back. Matt. Every single decision made is about money. What's going to generate the most money? And frankly, I don't think football coaches, they may go to their AD or their school president and say, hey, I would like this. But these decisions are going to be made with one thing in mind. What's going to create the most money? What's going to give us the most lucrative television deal, and the more conference games you play, the more money you're going to be able to be. It's going to be in that contract.
And also the higher profile rivalries, Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma, Texas are going to be a lot more valuable than Alabama, Tennessee or Oklahoma and Arkansas. So, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that they want to do that. But again, to Craig's argument, I think that if you do the 3-6, that allows you to have 3 of those rivalries that you can bank on every year. And I think that's to the benefit of the conference as well. It's going to make that TV contract that much more expensive, like you're saying, Matt.
Yeah, who said that they thought that it should be OU, Texas, A&M, and Arkansas?
I did.
Okay. And see, I agree with that. I don't think that Missouri should have to be one of OU's rivals just because they're an old Big 8 school. Marcus, what do you think about that? Because, see, OU Arkansas, to me, that is a rivalry waiting to happen. And especially in this day and age, I know so many Oklahoma kids, you know, right here in Edmond or whatever, that are going to school in Arkansas now. I'm not saying as many as that go to OU and OSU, but there's a bunch that go over there. I don't know. To me, there's more of a connection between, you know, this part of the state and Arkansas maybe than there's ever been. So right. I would love to see Arkansas every year.
Well, I kind of like Missouri. I mean, I do think that because, you know, if you look at OU and Missouri's basketball history, I mean, that's maybe the second or third most played rivalry that OU's got in the history of the program.
Football, they're terrible, though.
I mean, that's, you know, not been in the last 10 years where Missouri was number one in the country. But they're not a great tradition football-wise. But I think that there's a little bit of that's kind of a good thing. Do you want to load up that?
No, that's you're right about
that.
If you
give A&M and LSU, Mississippi and Mississippi State, you know what I'm saying? Is that Texas and Oklahoma to play Arkansas and Missouri is a little bit different than adding an A&M in there, you know?
That's true.
So I think it's a little more balanced approach.
But you agree they need to be playing the 9 conference games, right, Mark? The 3-6 set up better than the 1-7, so for the SEC. So,
and the SEC, I guess currently, we talked about this last hour, I guess currently the SEC has a rule where one of their four non-conference opponents has to be a Power 5. If they do the 9 conference games, I'm sure that rule will be...
They're going to drop that.
Done with. which I don't like. I mean, I wish they still would play better people.
I wish they'd keep it, yeah.
But I would feel pretty solid in saying if they go to a 9-9 conference game season, that will go away.
But the TV will still demand. That's one thing I love about television is they're going to demand, you know, a decent non-conference matchup from some of those SEC teams. So some of them are going to be playing some Power 5 conferences, you know. They just can't let the whole conference get away with that. That's my pet peeve, Brad, about college football are the mismatches in September that they let them get away with.
And there's a lot of schools that do that, and there are schools that there's some Big Ten schools that really do that. And frankly, there's Big 12 schools that have been guilty of it the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I like the idea that if you play a solid schedule, it's going to mean more to get into the playoff than if you throw a couple of cream puffs in there in the non-conference. So I'm totally on board with that, Craig. And mandating that one of those non-conference games be a Power 5 school is great, and I would like to see them. I mean, I there's a part of me feels like the exception for the Division II or NAIA or whatever it is. Oklahoma's played a couple of these teams in the last 10 years or so. Oklahoma State has too. I see that it's good for the smaller schools to get a big payday to play a big school and gets people excited about, oh, we can see Oklahoma or Oklahoma State or whatever. But in terms of the purity of the conference and the level of play, I don't think it's good for that. So I would almost like to see them either revisit or reconfigure the way that rule is written too, so that you don't see teams scheduling other teams that they know are just going to be complete rollovers that are doing it for a payday.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.